Still 4 or 5 games to go, which would have given them a chance. But they finally got a win yesterday, which is the monkey off their back. 164 Brady managed yesterday, which wasn't a great score for them. They had been playing well. They had won their last 3 in a row. But yesterday, Sherban, 165 for 5. And it was the Gillespie brothers. Well, no surprise, Peter getting 58 not out. But Mark, who's been brought out of retirement, Mark retired a couple of years ago. He's come back out of retirement to help them out. And he certainly produced a good yesterday with 38 not out along with Peter to give them a 5-wicket victory. First one of the season, and they'll probably push on from here now.
Yeah, we were always suggesting that that's perhaps what would happen. The big guns would come out. You mentioned back a number of weeks ago, Mark coming back out of retirement to play with the reserve. So I suppose he's just getting his fitness in place to play in the top team.
Well, that's right. He played a couple of games for their seconds and got a few runs in that. And I was speaking to him yesterday during the tea break, and he was saying he'd probably be suffering Sunday night after not playing regularly.
Yep.
As one does. But he certainly produced a good yesterday. An excellent cricketer, and he certainly will be a fixture for them. That has to be now for the rest of the season.
And will that be a big enough boost to get them to perform to a level that they can win games?
Well, it'll be a boost, Miles, but they're still there down at the bottom. They're still joint bottom, so a bit of work to be done yet, but he'll be a big advantage to them because he loves the younger players in the crowd when they're in the team. And they'll look at him and say, well, he's come out of retirement, he's produced the goods, so he'll definitely love the younger players and give them a bit of a boost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to Ardmore and Brigade.
Yeah, Ardmore top of the table after yesterday. A great result for them. That's a double over Brigade this season. Ardmore getting 176. And it wasn't Decker Curry this time, although he got 26. But the young Ardmore boys came good yesterday. Young Ryan Brawley with 44 and Kieran Curry with 42. Their main contributors, and Bull Brigade out for 153. Great result for Ardmore, which takes them top of the table. A lot of people wouldn't have forecast that beginning of the season.
No, certainly not. You've always been praising Decker Curry. Is it down to him, or is it the fact that he's there, does well himself, and brings the others into the game that play well?
Well, he's idolised, Miles, to be honest. The young players look up to him, and he has been producing the goods all season. And the fact that he didn't, well, he still got 26 yesterday, but these young boys idolise him, and why not? I mean, he's been a star for many years, and he loves the whole team. But these young boys can play too, and they proved that yesterday.
A big one, Coleraine and Dunamana.
Yeah, repeated the cup final last week, which Dunamana won, and they got there yesterday again, yeah. Coleraine, well, 133 is all they managed yesterday, chasing Dunamana's score of 182. Andy McBrien again top scoring with 42. Dunamana won him by 49 runs. Big result for them. 2 games in hand over the leaders. The problem is the weather. Will they get them played? And that's the biggest worry, I would have thought.
Mm-hmm. So how many points are they behind at the moment?
They're still 4 points behind, but 2 games in hand, so mm-hmm. they can get up their level with Ardmore if they can get those 2 games played.
And is Ardmore one of their games by any chance?
They actually play Ardmore in a fortnight's time, but that's going to be a crunch game. Mm-hmm. That'll be a big match, that's for sure.
Yeah, that could be a determining factor, all right. And move on to, the other side of the table, Eglinton and Drummond.
Yeah, Eglinton 193 yesterday. Orion Williams, a professional, getting 50. Drummond very, very poor, all out for 68. That result now leaves Drummond actually at the bottom on run difference. Same number of points as Strabane, but a worse run rate. So they're now actually at rock bottom. So worrying times for them.
Maybe you'd explain run difference. Does it come into play at the bottom of the table and at the top?
Well, not so much at the top. If there's a tie at the top with points, there'll be a playoff, but yeah. It definitely comes into play at the bottom. So it's very important that their run rate would have to improve. So, yeah, definitely they'll come into play at the bottom. As I say, at the top 2 teams, if they finish level in points, there will be a playoff.
Yeah, unusual, is it not, that there will be different rules for the top and the bottom?
Yeah, well, I think it's trying to sort of make it a... Last year, we do remember Corium where they played Brigade. Yep. Brigade forfeited the tie, which was very disappointing. But I think it makes it more exciting now is the fact that you finish joint top with points level, that you get another chance to see who can win the title and who has the best side.
Yeah, and I suppose maybe it puts the pressure on teams towards the bottom that they continue to play out the season as well.
Oh, of course it does, yeah. And I mean, they can look at the table and they can see what they need to do, not only winning, but obviously even their defeat, as long as they can get a decent run rate going, it could make all the difference come the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, action today, a couple of games down for decision, three in fact.
Yeah, I was just mentioning yesterday, maybe before we finished yesterday, St Johnson, bit of a bad roll recently, but certainly improving the last few weeks, and another good result yesterday for them. Ballyspellin, a very close game. Ballyspellin getting 130. St Johnson, 131 for 9, winning by 1 wicket. Young Michael Rangan and Andrew Fleming amongst their own jerseys. So a big result for them. And even better news than today, they're taking on Glendermot today, or second in the table. Glendermot, they pulled Glendermot out for 71 today, so you would expect St Johnson to win that one, and that would be a great weekend for them. And moving on to the Premiership today, Strabane taking on Coleraine. Coleraine, obviously Strabane winning yesterday, but Coleraine losing. Coleraine off to a very good start in that one, 156 for 1 wicket. That's after 37 of the 50 overs, but they're actually off with rain there at the moment. And the other game today is the interprovincial game in Belfast up in Warringstown. Northern Knights taking on the Northwest Warriors. Northwest Warriors beat the Northern Knights on Friday night at Strabane. This is a 50 over game today. The Warriors doing very well, 230 for 7. Andy McBride and Ricky Lee Doherty, the Dunamana players, have both scored 50 in that game. So it'll be nice to see them maybe getting a result up there today.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. That's a good score, 230 for 7 so far.
Yeah, still 7 overs to go, Miles, so maybe get around 260, 270, which would be a good total.